Indiana is trying to overhaul how children are taught to read with a statewide mandate to follow the latest scientific research. But for a transformation to take hold, schools need to change their approach. From WFYI's education desk, Dylan Piers McCoy reports on how one district is bringing the science of reading to classrooms.
Make a G sound. Or guh, 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 guh. Thumbs up or down, Henry, can you feel your voice, feel your vocal cords vibrating?
Morgan O'Dell has taught lots of little kids to read. She's a second grade teacher, so it's one of the most important things she does. But it used to be her least favorite subject.
The kids would get so frustrated and down on themselves. We'd have to really work to kind of build them up.
O'Dell has taught for about 7 years. In the past, she says she spent more time on drills. She'd teach kids to memorize common words. But this school year, the Lafayette School District where she teaches is making a big shift. O'Dell and other teachers are learning a new approach to reading that places a lot more emphasis on how we say words and the sounds that letters make.
We're really helping them understand these sounds and these phonics skills.
That's important because research shows that the process of sounding out words helps readers learn to recognize them.
Sometimes your voice vibrates.
In a recent class, O'Dell taught her students how to tell whether they're using their vocal cords to say words. Kids put their hands to their throats.
If your throat is not vibrating, you are not using your vocal cords. You're using the air in your mouth to make this.
The more we know about specific aspects of speech and speech sounds, the better able we are to read.
Katherine McBride is a professor at Purdue University. She's a psychologist who studies reading and disabilities like dyslexia. McBride says that to comprehend text, people need several skills. They need background knowledge, and they need to understand vocabulary and sentence structure.
But if you can't recognize the words on the page, the rest, you know, you can't get to the rest because you're just not going to be able to read at all.
The scientific research into how people learn to read has gotten a lot of attention recently from parents, educators, and politicians. In Indiana, the legislature passed a bipartisan law last year that requires all schools to use research-backed reading curriculum beginning next fall. That legislation caught Alicia Clevenger's attention. She's an assistant superintendent in the Lafayette schools, where O'Dell teaches. When Clevenger learned more about the science of reading, she realized the district needed to change.
We had pieces of that explicit phonics instruction, but not everything.
The Lafayette schools are getting new class materials, and they hired an outside coach to work with educators. Clevenger says that when they started talking about the science of reading, there were teachers who dismissed the new approach.
Some are like, you know, this is a trend. It'll come and go again. But I don't think this is going anywhere because of legislation. But more importantly, it's best practice.
Clevenger says that some teachers who were reluctant at first have changed their minds as they see the new strategies work for other educators.
This word begins with a voice TH digraph.
The new approach made Morgan O'Dell nervous. She'd spent years practicing a different way of teaching. But about a semester in,
I don't have a kiddo in here that it's not working for.
O'Dell believes her second graders will be stronger readers throughout school. I'm Dylan Piers McCoy.
For more on the science of reading and literacy changing in Indiana, go to WFYI.org.
This WFYI news story is made possible with support from members like you.